Yo, it's 1:22 p.m. Now listen, I've been up since fucking 9 o'clock. I had this writing thing I had to get done today, and now I just finished it. I had to get it done by 3, so I'm early. So but I couldn't record right when I woke up. Too under the gun. I could have, I guess, because I have the time now. It would have worked. I was too focused on this thing. I was up till like 4:30 working on it. Then I slept for a few hours, got up, got back to work. So it's Friday the 13th. See, that's why I couldn't record a podcast first thing, because it's the bad luck day. I don't know why it's the bad luck day. Is it because of the movies? I always enjoy a good Friday the 13th. You know, it feels like, something wild can happen, like a full moon. And I enjoyed some of those horror movies. They made too many of them, I suppose. They're rebooting Halloween again. I saw a trailer for that. It looks pretty good. Or no, it's not rebooting. It's new, because it's got Jamie Lee Curtis in it. Anyway, I'm babbling. Oh, what happened last night? I went and did this show, and I bombed. And then I was bombing. No one was laughing. And then I got really mad. I don't typically get mad at that because it's an involuntary reaction. But I detected an attitude, which was purely me projecting. I don't know I don't know these people personally. I don't know what their agenda is. They're probably all as individuals, not as a group. So I made up a thing in my head and then acted on it. I got very mad. I'm like, you motherfuckers, you think it means shit to me if I bomb in front of you? I don't give a fuck. I bombed a million times. I don't know why I thought me talking about how many times I've bombed and thus it's meaningless to me is somehow not making me look bad. You know, it should be like, I never bombed. And I haven't bombed in a while, actually. It's been a while. I've been ripping it up as of late. But I was eating it. And then I'm getting mad at them. And then as I get mad, I start to feel bad. I'm like, I'm going to fuck up this show. I'm the second comedian. They enjoyed the first comedian. And I'm just fucking tanking it. And I feel like an asshole, so I'm lashing out. So then I pulled back, apologized, got into another thing that they liked. And maybe they liked my humility. Maybe they responded to that, because then they laughed. And then I went out on a big laugh, got out of there, gave another apology. So it didn't feel good to get mad, but it felt good to apologize. Well, I like when I get mad at somebody when they deserve it, but it's just like when you're just yelling at a crowd of people, just like at a whole audience, like, oh, you motherfucker. You know, obviously, I'm the dick. Something wrong with me. Still learning, still a work in progress, I am. As you should be. What, you think you're done? Should be seeking, learning. Sometimes you don't got time to seek. I feel like when I had like a full-time job in an office, I wasn't seeking as much. Your seeking time is kind of taken up with spreadsheets, in my case. Lots of Excel spreadsheets and writing documents of explaining certain things. Can't get into details. I signed an NDA. Don't worry. It was important work, as I was told. I think that's questionable. But, you know, that's what they pay you for, to do something you don't want to do. If you want to do it, it's a lot harder to get money. As in show business, they know you. They know you want if nobody wanted to be in show business, like, oh fuck, what? Who wants to go be in a movie? The hours are terrible. You get bothered. People are like, say, oh, I loved you in Jurassic World. Great, I'm trying to eat a salad. Then they would have to pay actors. Well, they do pay actors a lot. That's a bad example. But it would be funny if it was a job nobody wanted, and then they had it was like a, and the jobs that people really wanted were like manual labor. Who doesn't love manual labor? I don't have to. I'm outside, or I'm doing different things all the time. I'm staying in shape at work. Don't need the gym. These are hard jobs to get. That would make sense. Why do people want to act? Because people want to be famous. That's all. I don't want to be famous. I just want everybody to know that I'm funny. If I can just establish that, when I do a show, it's like all I'm trying to do is prove to these people that I'm funny. If I could just say that and have them take my word for it, I could just leave. That, oh, okay, we're done. I have no other mission here. I guess I want to convey ideas. Oh. I guess we'll look at the news, see if there's anything. I'm not going to get into no politics. Thank you. I mean, I'm looking at it. It's not like I'm ignoring politics in my daily life, but why bother you people? Papa John's to pull founder from marketing. He's done. They're taking the Papa John out of Papa John. I hate that name, Papa John. But they should put in a new. They should make it Papa John, J-O-N, and get Lil John to be the new Papa John. Ooh, I like that. I'm telling you, if there's a Lil John pizza, I might get in on it. Maybe just pull the Papa out. Or you could just make it, yeah, I guess you make it Papa Lil John. I'm sure you could pay him enough to go, you're now Papa Lil John. And then you just pull the H out of there and just call it Papa J-O-N. I believe Lil John is a J-O-N. That's my suggestion to the people of Papa John. It's weird. How the guy founded it? See how he must have got a payout of some sort. But he's still making money off that racist pizza. I think. I say I'm staying away. I don't even know where there is a Papa John's. I mean, they exist in New York City, I'm sure. There's a Domino's, and as I've confessed here before, I've had late night Domino's. Not proud. It is shitty pizza, but it's just, fuck, man. There's something about it. They know how to do something that, like, it's not good, but you want to eat it. It's very odd how they get away with that. Let's see. Woman complaining of electric shock in her legs had tapeworm in spine. Well, there's a health tip for everybody. If you're feeling electric shocks in your legs, you might have a tapeworm. Get that checked out. Get your spine looked at. Don't just ignore it. Don't just say, I got a case of the shock legs. No. 100 people have been infected with salmonella in a multi-state outbreak linked to Kellogg's Honey Smacks cereal, the CDC says. Throw out your Honey Smacks. I've never eaten a Honey Smack. I don't know anything about them. My cereal of choice? Let's see, got Cocoa Pebbles. I don't put milk in cereal unless it turns into chocolate milk. So you got Cocoa Pebbles. Then the rest of the cereals I'll eat dry. And I'll go Captain Crunch, Captain Crunch Berry, Peanut Butter Captain Crunch, Reese's Peanut Butter Puffs, and Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Reese's Peanut Butter Puffs, absolutely the best, followed by Cinnamon Toast Crunch. And then those, if I'm buying cereal to just eat right now, today, yeah, it would be Reese's Peanut Butter Puffs or Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Never thought Honey Smacks were appealing, but if you got them, get rid of them. All right, that's it. It's the weekend. You enjoy it. Go out there. Do something. I'm going to be at this Skank Fest, if that's something you're into, doing, I think, the shows that are not as high profile. There's the high profile shows, and then for some reason they have another show going on to take the spillover from that show, and I'll be in one of those. So, if you're into the Legion of Skanks, you might want, and you're there, let me know. But you're not there. As we've established time and time again, none of you live in New York City, which I kind of like, because I feel like my voice is just being spread out across the whole planet. You know, there's probably somebody in Australia. There's always Australians listening, but they don't. If you're in Australia, email me, chris@chrislaker.com. And if you're anywhere, email me. If you want to say hello, you don't have to email me. But I like to hear from you, and I'll read your email on this show. How exciting is that? Have your email read on a podcast? It's like you'll be a local celebrity. All right, I'll see you on Monday. We love you.